What's up, Junkies? Welcome back in for another edition of Pigskin Junkies. Myself, Mike Larson, the big brother, Jerry Larson, and the Scott Panza here to talk NFL. Now, we are recording on a Wednesday night, so everything we are saying is pre-Thursday night football. So this is kind of fun. So you guys have the crystal ball. We're the schmuck that walks into your place and thinks you know how to read it. Now, a couple housekeeping things before we dive into it, fellas, and I ask you how you're doing. Once again, drafts.com. Excuse me, draft, not drafts. Draft. D-R-A-F-T.
Singular.
.com. Use promo code PigskinJunkies, no spaces. You get a free $3 play. And I still don't think we've had anyone challenge you to Jamokes.
No challengers.
No challengers yet.
So we got 3 or 4 weeks going.
Catch me at I am OMG Durr, D-U-R-R-R-R, from the old online poker days. A mix of OMG Clay Aiken and Durr.
That's phenomenal.
Clay Every Aiken. Time I see your handle, Scott, I think of like the hot Instagram model chick that's like, it's Jenny with like 27 eyes. I'm like, you're trying way too hard for this. How do you describe this when you ask everyone you talk to follow you? How do you describe, hi, it's Jenny is my handle, but there's 26 eyes?
How do you get it just right? You know?
Just keep at it
until it feels wrong.
I have been dethroned by Putnami.
Love it.
You know, the best thing about that guy is that he drafted D.D. Westbrook in the first round by accident, and he's still in first place. So he's doing something right.
And his name's Putnami?
Putnami.
Yeah, I mean, that's phenomenal.
Putnami.
He's like, got a badge, too.
Like Tsunami, but with a Poot in the front of it?
Putnami. Yep.
Nice. I like
it. He's on his team. I got to take a look real quick. Oh, he's got Lamar and Dak.
Ooh, I don't know. Dak could nibble in his legs.
What are these stars in me?
Oh, you know what? His receivers are so stacked. He's got Julio, Amari, Godwin, Tyler Boyd, and Evan Ingram. Hmm. But his running backs are...
Godwin's just stuffing his dirty socks right in your mouth every week.
I'll tell you, he really is.
He got the garbage time touchdown.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, I whiffed hard, but I had a lot of first picks, second picks, and I went run CMC all day. So, you know, I take some solace. And I missed some guys. I avoided some guys. I avoided a lot of Todd Gurley. I think that's been a good call. But yeah, I whiffed on Chris Godwin so bad, and it's going to haunt me. It's going to haunt me.
Hey. If you swing for the fences, you're going to have some strikes. Don't beat yourself up too bad.
It's true. Ask the Twins. They know.
I feel pretty good. I'm in first place of five. I'm in 49 of the best ball tournaments. I have 5 first place. I have,
jeez,
I want to say like 30%. I'm in top 4. So I'm feeling pretty good.
It's respectable. It's respectable.
You know, it's boom or bust. It's boom or bust.
We're all about boom or bust.
Like, yeah, I was trying to win. Not trying to take second place.
Yeah, it's... How many... Hold on. I just want to see if my ears are working. How many leagues did you say you're in? I know we've talked about this before.
I'm in 49.
I have 2 leagues, and I struggle to even look at those. I'm just so... And that's the reason why now. I'm 0-5 in one of my leagues, which is great. But when you go and look at like the points against, I always have the most points against me. So we'll see. It's a long season, but it's not looking like at the end of the tunnel.
Micah the victim. I always have the most points against me.
I do.
Oh, that's the beauty of this drafting. You don't have to do anything. You just
set it and forget it.
Pick them and done.
Set it.
That's the most fun. Set it and forget.
What was that like ad we talked about?
The rotisserie chicken.
Yeah, that's right.
Rotisserie chicken with some guy. He's like, set it. You just set it and forget it.
I miss those.
Burn your house down.
I feel like Jared's running out of sayings because he cut the cord, and so now he just doesn't know what infomercials to quote constantly.
Oh, dude, I see the same 7 commercials over and over and over and over again. I don't see commercials ever. It's the same like bullshit car commercials on literally on repeat. last Saturday, I saw the Volkswagen. What's the new one? That like an Atlas, whatever the SUV thing is.
Uh-huh.
Literally 4 times in a row. 4 commercials back to back to back to back.
And so then did back you get your Atlas yet? You got to get it.
No, but Haley, by the third one, Haley was like, I kind of like that car. I'm like, damn it.
Oh, no.
Well, great job of advertising, Volkswagen. Yeah. But two, you're going to cost me like 60 grand here.
Well, I mean, in case you're wondering, Jared, Life Alert's slowly making changes. They now have a button you can attach to the wall in your bathroom so that you don't have to walk around with that dope chain all the time.
My grandmother-in-law actually has one of those dope chains.
Hey, you know, as much as we make fun of it, that's an idea I wish I came up with because I wouldn't be working anymore.
Yeah.
So simple.
On the beach somewhere.
Yep.
Selling $3 pieces of plastic for $44.99.
Yeah, and at the beach, guess what? Yeah, at the beach, that's where all of my clients are going to be. Hey, you got Life Alert? Well, you probably should. Hope you can make up those stairs later.
Hey, Mrs. Jones, I know Bob died last week, so you're living alone now.
Yeah.
You should probably have one of these.
We've gone off the rails, guys.
We're spitballing ideas. Look, yeah.
Let me take these ideas and run with them and go make some money. I'm not going to do anything about it.
Yeah.
I need winners.
Speaking of money,
winners.
We're going to talk winners. We're going to talk Scotty's team. We're going to talk Pats. We're going to talk Giants. This is in New England, in Foxborough. Pats minus 17 on a Thursday night. Are you going to break your rule, Scott?
I will not break my rule. I have action on this. It's the front end of a bunch of my weekend teasers, 3.10 team teasers. I've started dabbling a little bit because I find some juicy ones I really like. But I'm on the Pats minus 17. Giants without Saquon Barkley, without Wayne Gallman, without Evan Ingram, without Sterling Shepard. So he's throwing to Darius Slayton. I have no idea who's running the ball. And Golden Tate. Also, no linebackers. Pats are going to run the ball all day on them. Belichick success versus rookie quarterbacks and first and second year quarterbacks. Unprecedented. Smash zone. Lay the 17. Feel really good about it. I have action. I have action, but will not be a contest play because no Thursday plays at all.
Yeah, same here. I made this game 19.5. I'll be betting the Patriots. My season long thesis of playing the home team in the Thursday night game. However, like Scott, it won't be a contest play for me either because of our Thursday night rule. But I'll be playing them straight. I'll be playing them as an open leg for some of the weekend teasers and then what I'll do. So actually, a little tip for all of you out there. If you want to have the Patriots as the first leg of the teaser, you can add open legs at a lot of books out there, and you won't have to actually select them until later on. So we can absorb a little bit more of the information. As I said, as Micah said, we're recording this on a Wednesday, so put it in there and then, you know, check out later in the week at maybe who our picks are. Subscribe to the Scott's newsletter to get a little bit of better idea of how you want to round out those teasers.
Yeah. So drop us an email at pigskinjunkiespodcast@gmail.com and we'll add you to the list.
So what you're saying is you can take that, you can put it out there on the line.
On the line.
For everyone to see.
On the line.
Instantaneously.
Everyone to see. Yep, on the line.
On the line. Great film. That's one Jared's seen as well. So
that is a good one. I do enjoy that one.
We will move on now to Scott's favorite team to talk about. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers taking on the Panthers.
Panthers. In London town.
Yeah.
9:30 kick. They're doing this one right. Thank you. Laying the 2.5. I think we talked about it on Sunday on the recap pod, but I really think that the Buccaneers led by what's his face? Oh God.
Come James on.
Bruce Arians. First year back. He's never done this London trip before. I really don't think they've done too much research on it. Also, I think that the cornerback for the Panthers, his name escapes me, should be healthy for
Kyle
this
game. Allen.
Knock on as quarterback, cornerback.
Oh, cornerback.
Cornerback is supposed to be healthy and back for this game. I think he will neutralize Mike Evans, so the only point of focus needs to be on Chris Godwin. give me the Panthers zero, really underrated defense, and lay the 2.5.
Yeah, my target here would be the under, actually. I think this is just a puke fest of a game. I have no interest in either side, really. These London games are a big wild card. And as Scott pointed out, we have not seen it from Bruce Arians. I certainly don't want any part of Jameis Winston. I will be passing here and looking to play the under because of what Scott just said. I think the Panthers' defense is quite good.
Did you see all the the relay play in the Rays game last night was phenomenal, but O.J. Howard caught a foul ball. And the Twitter joke of the night was, oh, look, O.J. Howard's caught more balls at a Rays game than he has for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Which feels like it.
Yeah. Which are not totally wrong. Next up, the Red Rifle taking on the Ravens in Baltimore. Ravens and Lamar Jackson favored by 11.
Give me the 11 points with the Bengals. Did you know the Ravens have only forced 9 sacks this season? So where the Bengals are really crappy is their offensive line, but the Ravens aren't getting after the passer too much. Andy Dalton quietly putting up good fantasy numbers. 11 points in division, just too much. A team that, like the Bengals, I know that they have bad coaching, but it's too many points to lay to a team in division. I'll take the 11 points with the Bengals.
Yeah, I made this 8.5. I'm leaning very strongly towards taking the Bengals as a play as well. In division, a lot of people forget that. And I just think the Ravens are overrated. I think they really have been since they blitzkrieged the Dolphins week one. Everyone was on the Lamar Jackson train, and he really has regressed.
Wait, he's not MVP anymore?
Yeah.
He won it after week one. Are we sure?
He won it after week one, yeah.
Oh, exactly. My God, against the Dolphins, too. He won it.
We've all seen how good the Dolphins are now. So I'm leaning in towards taking the Bengals here. I'm not willing to stick my neck out on it just yet, but definitely leaning that way based on, one, the number that I made, but also, two, the Ravens just being a little bit overrated.
So you're telling me that the Ravens are missing that former Arizona State Sun Devil, Terrell Suggs, huh?
A little bit. Definitely. He's not doing squat in Arizona either. So.
No, he's not. But I feel like
they're missing T-Sizzle from like 3 years ago. I don't know if they're missing him this year.
And Ray Lewis and Ed Reed and...
Yeah, and everyone else. Exactly.
Yeah, that entire defense.
And everyone else from 2000.
Yeah, that defense was so good. Remember, everyone, constant reminder, Trent Dilfer has a Super Bowl ring and you don't. Ugh. That's the only thing that separates him from you.
Dilfer dimes.
Ugh, gross. Next up, the most just... this team, I tell you what, they are just horrible. And that is the Cleveland Browns. They're at home against the Seahawks, but they're home dogs. The Browns are +1 at home against the team that Scott and Jared cannot seem to figure out, and that is the Fighting Russell Wilsons.
This is a spot where typically I'd go with the home dog, like the Browns. I just can't do it. I can't get my mind around it with Freddie Kitchens as coach. It's because massive public overreaction to a nationally televised blowout, and everyone's going to be on the other team who just was on national TV as well, won in impressive fashion against the Rams. This would be a spot I'd want to take the Browns. I can't do it with Freddie Kitchens. This is a Seahawks. Go back East Coast, play in an odd time slot for their body clock, but they're on extended rest. I'm staying far away from this game. I'll be watching as a spectator, rooting for the Seahawks. But this would be a spot I'd want to smash the Browns, but Freddie Kitchens is just too bad of a coach to even touch this game. So no play for me.
Yeah, I'll be interested to hear what the narratives are around this, because Seahawks coming off an extra rest with Browns, extra short playing the Monday night game. I made this 1, which is what we have it in the super contest. As I said, the last 2 weeks, I do not have a read on our favorite team, the Seattle, or our second favorite team, I should say, the Seattle Seahawks. I just can't get there. I would normally lean where Scott does, which is you cannot buy any lower on the Cleveland Browns after they got absolutely blitzed on Monday night and everybody saw it, and now they're coming back home against a quality team. I would love to play them here. I can't be involved in this game with the Seattle Seahawks in the mix.
Yeah. No.
I'll be watching because I think it'll be a good one, but I cannot stake my hard-earned dollar.
As a Browns fan, I just try to put myself in their shoes because they're like, this is it. Like, we finally have pieces that we feel like we can win with, and you suck. I mean, it's just no
way. You know what?
I forgot.
They have one of those cars where they have nice rims and they have the tinted windows, but the car is shit. They have all these pretty pieces. They don't have the important pieces.
Yep.
And that's what's lacking. They have poor leadership, owner, down to the coach. They have no offensive line, and they're not complimenting the back half of their defense well enough right now. So, I mean, these are the problems. It's great if you have Odell. It's really cute when he catches one-handed passes, but he's not doing it in games, and that's the problem.
I'll say two things about the Browns. I said we don't know if Greg Robinson can do it again. The left tackle for the Browns can do it again this year. Auburn product and hit the nail on the head on that one. They have not. He has not played well in the slightest. And the second thing I was going to say, an interesting comparison, and I forgot where I heard it. Otherwise, I'd give them credit. They compared this year's Browns to last year's 49ers, like a team that finished kind of the end of the season last year well, added a piece or two, and then you know the hype train gets going. And leaves the stations without all the W's in tow. And so the team kind of underperforms that year. And then maybe, you know, so maybe next year would be a year where we would look to play on the Browns. Some of that's based off of what we've seen from the Niners. More on that later. But I found that interesting. And I wish I knew who I had heard it from so I can give them credit. But
that's a pretty good comparison. And
that's pretty good. I like that.
Baker did shake his hand, by the way. What a fiasco, that whole thing.
Pass.
It's a handshake.
Pass.
I mean, for the love of...
I know.
Anyway, next
People
up.
People have lost their marbles, but you know what? It gets ratings. It gets ratings.
It does. And they just keep playing it. Why show highlights of actual games so fans can get caught up on what happened when you can try and tie in sports and politics? I mean, come on.
Because markets are irrational. And that's the best part because it creates inefficiencies.
And now we got politics, business. This is everything, folks. You got it all, right?
Yeah, hold the skin junkies. Getting it all today.
Yeah. You're going to sound like a genius at the water cooler. Texans, Chiefs. Texans going to Arrowhead, where surprisingly on Sunday Night Football, the Colts handed the Chiefs, I believe it was their first loss of the season, and the Chiefs are favored by 4.5.
Oh, love this. Love this game. Love it. Give me the Chiefs all day. National TV lost. Texans blew out the Falcons. They couldn't look better. Oh, my God. Will Fuller, best wide receiver in the NFL. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. The thing with the Chiefs where they got exposed is, hey, they couldn't stop the run, so they let the Colts just walk all over them. Well, the problem with the Texans is they don't run the ball all that well. You have Carlos Hyde. You have Duke Johnson. They don't scare me running the ball. They have a terrible secondary. Terrible secondary. I think the Chiefs are going to light them up, win by double digits. I'm laying the 4.5.
Yeah, I will also be laying it. I'm going to be double checking all of the info on Patrick Mahomes prior to a little bit closer to the weekend. Yeah. I'm going to want some practice reports and make sure that everything with his ankle is fine. But if that's even a yellow light, we will be pounding the Chiefs here for really all the reasons that I mentioned last week on this podcast. This defense is not very good. I have no interest in laying double digits with this team. But you're telling me you're going to give me 4, 4.5, 5 at home against the Texans team, which seems to disappoint every time following a good game. Butt Chin is going to have that stupid look on his face all game. And like I said, as long as Patrick Mahomes is at quarterback, I really like Chiefs here. I think, candidly, I think you're getting a really cheap price on the money line, given the fact that what Scott mentioned, the dynamic of Chiefs, an embarrassing, very public loss outright on Sunday night, and the Texans scoring 1,000,000 points. What, they have 55 against
against the Falcons.
Against Atlanta, who we all know is putrid on defense. So, yeah, like the Chiefs here a lot.
Yeah, I mean, Tyreek Hill back practicing today. He was limited today. And Patrick Mahomes, full participant. So that's what I like to see. He's ready to spin it. I mean, Sammy Watkins may be out, but I think they have, I think we've seen enough from DeMarcus Robinson, Hardman, and this guy, Pringle, my favorite chips, barbecue, personal favorite, that you can let it, you can feel pretty good that they're going to spin it out there this weekend.
Yeah, they got enough guys to take the lid off. I think they'll be just fine.
I was looking up, so geniophobia is the fear of chins, Jared.
He's got a, it's a disgusting chin.
Oh man, that's great. I think you just gotta refer to him as the chin now. Just the chin.
Everyone knows chin. Okay, well, that's fine.
Or le chin. Give him a
le.
Yeah.
Like le pien.
Mm-hmm. Le pien. Oh man. Next up, Saints traveling to Duval to take on the Jaguars. Jags favored by 1.5.
This is a fishy line. Smells awful. Smells awful. I think people are going to be hammering the Saints here. I'm staying away. 2 weeks ago, the Jags Broncos, that was another one that stunk to the high heavens. I like the Jags in the spot. Ramsey back practicing today. Hopefully he's back playing. This is something we'll monitor and we'll probably tweet about on Sunday. Not going to be a contest play, but this line just stinks so bad. I mean, I think people are going to be hammering the Saints, but I'd lean Jaguars, but staying far away.
Yeah, Saints are a team that I've bet last couple weeks, and I made this line Saints favored by 2.5, so I was surprised to see the Jags favored. But again, when you talk, you know, so the disagreement in terms of my line to the actual line is 4, but you have to remember, you know, the difference between a -3 and -7 team is very different than a +2 and -1, or, you know, so +2 and -2. So when you're over 0, I think that the difference in those discrepancies in terms of the line that you make and what the odds maker puts out there is a little bit different. That being said, I will probably be on the Saints here. I think there's just in the market too much disrespect for Teddy Bridgewater, who continues to get it done. I mean, Sean Payton is a wonderful head coach, and I really like them. The only thing that scares me here is away from home. The Saints are obviously a very different team. So I Saints may be a selection, but will definitely be a small play, even if they're not in the contest for me.
I'll be that's gonna be a fun one to watch. We'll see what is it the same debate with Duval County? Is it like we're not in a dome for Teddy? Are we gonna give him the Drew Brees treatment? Not playing a game in a dome. Can you throw a football outside?
Yeah, that'd be fine. Yeah. It's Florida. It'll be nice and warm. Mm-hmm. I do not like going against American hero Gardner Minshew, though.
American hero. He's got a whole lot of the football. But speaking of quarterbacks performing in primetime positions, this is not a primetime game. This is being played at 1 o'clock at U.S. Bank Stadium. Vikings fans have been looking forward to this game, to having the Eagles at U.S. Bank Stadium since the NFC Championship game, and the opportunity is finally here. And no, I'm not referring to having them at U.S. Bank Stadium as in they went and played in the Super Bowl in Minneapolis 2 weeks after that. I mean,
that game
now.
Never happened. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, Scott. I didn't mean to. Dilly-dilly, right? Eagles going to Minneapolis. Vikings favored by 3. I'm very excited.
I love betting the Vikings. I like betting both these teams. They have two of my favorite fantasy quarterbacks. Preseason, they haven't exactly performed for me this year. I lean Vikings in this game. Where I have pause is the Eagles' biggest strength is stopping the run, and the Vikings want to pound the ball down your throat with Dalvin Cook. But the secondary for the Eagles gives me a lot of cause for concern. I think they're also going to be a very public team this week, and I can see right now from betting action, 68% of the bets have been on the Eagles, and the line hasn't budged. So it backs up my thesis on the Vikings a little bit there. Probably not a contest play, but more of a cash play for me. I do like the Vikings in this spot. I think this is game of the weekend.
I disagree with you on game of the weekend. I also lean Vikings. Our boy, Nooner, at U.S. Bank.
Gotta love a Nooner.
Big revenge game here for the Vikings, as Micah mentioned from 2 years ago, despite the fact that there's very few people in the Eagles that remain the same. I should say that are playing that remain the same. And I don't know. I think, candidly, I think U.S. Bank is worth more than 3 points. So I'm interested to see that that's shaded, in my opinion, towards the Eagles in terms of quality of team.
I know this is a game more than I think the players, but the fans have had circled forever because they feel like they were treated horribly, which some of the videos I saw were a little brutal, but I mean, it's Philly, so what do you expect? But it's
Philly just, fans are disgusting.
But it's funny because, like, what are they going to – what are Minnesotans going to do, really? Honestly, like, what are you going to
say? They're not going to do anything.
Exactly. Like, that's not in their nature. That's not – I mean, I'm not saying they're not going to be dicks, but it's like they're not confrontational. So it's just not going to – it'll be interesting. From a fan standpoint, I'm excited to see how it shakes out. Next up, we got another home dog and a head coachless football team. We got the Dolphins at home taking on the Redskins. Redskins minus 3.5.
Oh, God. They puke fest this game. Don't show it on red zone. Don't show it on red zone. I mean, Bill Callahan, Callahan Auto. He's going to want to pound the football with Adrian Peterson. And the Miami Dolphins have given up 175 yards on the ground, or 176 yards on the ground this season per game. Pathetic. Worse than the NFL. I want to take the Dolphins here. I want to take the 3.5 because both these teams are putrid. But it's Case Keenum. He usually covers numbers. The Dolphins are coming off the bye. This is like... stay far away from this game. You just can't, you can't put any faith into either of these head coaches, either of these quarterbacks. I mean, it's just a dumpster fire on both sides. So stay far away. Don't you dare show it on red zone. I'd lean Dolphins gun to the head just because they're home dog getting more than a field goal.
That's pretty funny, Scotty. Plug your nose, take Dolphins. 3.5 points. At home, complete disarray in Landover. Is it Landover? That's where FedEx Field is. Where is Washington? Anyway, Ashburn, that's where it is. Complete disarray. Disgusting, deplorable that this team is laying more than a field goal. I actually made this Dolphins -1. This will be a play for me. Plug my nose, take the Dolphins. I don't want to watch. But just put the ticket in, check the score at the end of the game. Pray that you cash the ticket.
I actually think the Dolphins, if you stream defenses, I think they're a cutesy little play this weekend. Just, you know, a motivated team. They've been talking about how crappy they are. This is their chance to get a win against a team that has no offensive line, ripe for turnovers. It's going to be a sloppy game. I like the Dolphins as a streaming defense that's probably going to be low-owned in daily fantasy as well. So I think there's some cutesy options there. Then, like, Preston Williams, you can play with Josh Rosen, and because the Redskins secondary is just so awful. So, you know, I think there's some interesting DFS angles, but I don't want to watch this game. Don't force me.
See, here's the thing, guys. I'm going to tell you this right now. It's a car accident, and you say you don't want to see it, but you're not going to be able to look away. I'm telling you, because you're just going to want to see, like, how bad can it actually be? How bad?
I think you're going to find out if Flores actually wants to win, because if he does, they will win this game.
Yeah.
Or at least compete. You know what I? The team sucked balls, so it's not, you know, they may still lose, but I think how they play and what happens in the end of the game will tell you how whether or not they really are tanking.
I can't believe they're giving up 176 yards on the ground so far this season. Oof.
Well, I mean, shit, how many they gave up to Baltimore? 500?
Yeah. One day, I saw somebody tweeting
seriously,
the other day.
I think it was, what, 4 or something?
Oh, I don't. I have to go check.
I saw this guy tweet. He was like, "Show some respect for the Dolphins." And he was giving year totals of like defensive points given up in a year. And it was like Steelers, you know, like Steel Curtain Steelers, that 2000 Ravens defense. And then it was the Dolphins who had given up maybe 10 points fewer than whatever the lowest season total was. And they were through, what, 5 weeks?
Yeah.
It's great. Super awesome.
Getting blitzed.
265 yards on the ground that game, Jared. Oh, 265. Yeah. Then 235 against the Cowboys 2 weeks later.
Brutal.
Luckily, it's AP, the corpse of AP. But he's a very motivated AP. You can't take that away from him right now.
That's true. That's true.
I miss him
so much. 46 for 265. Six a carry, basically.
Wow.
Woof.
Next.
The road doesn't get any easier for the Dolphins.
No, it does not. So the battle for the great state of California, we got the 49ers going to L.A., Rams kind of favorite by minus three. Yeah, I'll be back. I'm the governator. Yeah.
I love the Rams in this game. And I'll tell you why. They are on extended rest. They just lost two games in a row. The Niners are just won a game in very impressive fashion. National TV. I had this game preseason at Rams minus 4.5. So a little bit of overreaction to some recent performance. Yeah, this is a smash spot for the Rams right here. Get that offense right. Niners don't have a ton of weapons. They torched, you know, they broke off some big plays this past weekend, but I think the defensive line and Aaron Donald will get after Jimmy GQ, make him feel uncomfortable. Give me the better offensive head coach, and give me the Rams.
Scotty and I singing from the same song sheet early this week. I made this Rams minus 6. This is Wonka Vader pick of the week. Uh-huh. Extended rest at home, better coach. And that's saying quite a bit because I have a lot of respect for Brian Schottenheimer. More rest at home, better defense. Buy low on the Rams, sell high on the Niners. Give me the Rams every which way.
What Jared meant to say instead of Brian Schottenheimer was Kevin Shanahan.
What did I say? Brian Holy Hanuk.
I also think it was
Brian
Kyle
Schottenheimer
Shanahan.
He's the Seahawks.
Kyle Shanahan. Yeah, Shanahan. A lot of stuff getting scrambled around in these brains.
You know what the best thing is? Both these head coaches could have been the Redskins head coach.
That's what I was about to say. I was like, you know, Micah, if you really would have thought it through your transitions, you would have talked about that as you transitioned into this game. But if you're a franchise, how pissed are you watching these two just be offensive gurus and you're in a toilet bowl? But also you put your head coach.
LaFleur was there too at one time as well.
Yes, he was. Yep.
But you put, I mean, one, you bring Gruden in at 5 a.m. just to can him. And then two, you've put him in an absolutely horrendous position to succeed. Three, a year ago this time, I think they lost one game and were in first place in that division. Like, it's so stupid. But, hey, it's all right. I think John might be looking for, maybe they'll do that whole, like, Rex, like the Ryan brothers thing, and they think they can win a Super Bowl together, and then it just never works out. But, hey. Next up, Cardinals.
Maybe Jay will go back to, we'll coach the Tampa team for XFL.
Ooh. No, he's got to come back and do the Preds. Come back to your roots, Jay.
The Preds, the Arena League.
We miss you.
Oh, what a talk about a fall from grace. You're coaching in the NFL next year, Arena League.
It's the equivalent of coaching from a dentist chair up in a freaking booth at Liberty. I mean, come on. Next up, Cardinals at home against the Falcons are actually a dog. Falcons are favorites, minus 2.5.
Puke. Puke. You love points. There should be a ton of them in this game. I lean Falcons, but they burnt me last week. I've been riding the Cardinals a little bit this year. They've been a good cover team. I don't like them in this spot. I mean, the Falcons, they show nothing again this week. I mean, I don't know how you don't show Dan Quinn the door. So this is a pride game for the Falcons. I'll take them. They should move the ball all over the Cardinals. They shouldn't be able to stop them. So I'll be laying the 2.5. Probably not a contest play, but it'll probably be a cash play. I can't put a contest is a little too valuable right now to put your faith in the Falcons.
Yeah, definitely not a contest play. Are not back off their first win of the year. Emotional, probably a let versus Falcons, who looked putrid in that defense. I mean, if they're ever going to show up, it's going to be this weekend. Because Dan Quinn had some defense ass on Monday for breakfast. I am certain of it. I think you're going to find out a lot about the makeup of the Falcons here this weekend. This isn't anything that I'll be heavily invested in, but I lean Falcons as well.
And now our third home dog, or excuse me, fourth home dog of the card. Jets at home taking on the Cowboys -7.
Oh, it sounds like CJ Mosley is going to be out again for this game. I have no faith in the Jets defensive coordinator, Greg Williams, to turn his defensive squad around. Adam Gase, putrid head coach. Cowboys in a get right spot off an embarrassing home loss on, you know, Fox game of the week. I'd be inclined to lay the 7, but I'm just going to stay far away from this game. Just disaster of a season for the Jets, but they're getting Darnold back, so maybe sparks them a little bit. Total pass, going to the head, I'm taking the Cowboys, but zero faith in that pick.
Yeah, is Darnold back?
Yes, he's cleared. He's cleared. He's playing.
Yeah, so hard pass. I want to see him play, see how he comes back from illness or impediment, whatever the hell it's called.
Mono.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. I want to see it with him a little bit. I agree. I think if you're Woody Johnson, how do you watch Gase suck balls in Miami for how, like, 6 years and then hire him to be your head coach? Just like, how do these people get these teams? I mean, what the hell is wrong with these guys?
Not only hire him, but he's pretty much the GM too.
Yeah.
He's also another example of poor ownership. And that's why this team consistently is a dumpster fire. Poor ownership.
It is crazy when you really climb the ladder and you get to the ownership level of the teams that are consistently up there versus the teams that are consistently bottom feeders. I feel like you can go up to ownership level and really pick things apart of why one franchise is succeeding versus another.
This cow turd says it all the time. He's like, everything in the organization starts with the owner. If you don't have a good owner, it's impossible for you to be good with any type of regularity.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean you won't have great success seasons, you know, couple of years, but it's eventually you'll be torn down by poor ownership.
Mm-hmm. Next up, Joe Flacco. I haven't watched the Broncos play one time this year just because I cannot stand this guy. But Broncos are home favorites, -2, taking on the Tennessee Titans.
Wonka Vader, pick of the week, Titans. Wonka Vader, pick of the week, Titans. Broncos, 5 sacks this season. Shocking that it's that low with Von Miller and Bradley Chubb. Now, I know Bradley Chubb's injured. He's on IR. 5 sacks, incredible. And what really makes Marcus Mariota tick is pressure. What do the Titans want to do this week? They want to run the football. And what don't the Broncos do very well? Stop the run. Give me the Titans all day. Wonka Vader, pick of the week.
All right, I'm going to call it right here before you go, Jared. I need tweets of whatever sound I need to be playing for Wonka Vader, pick of the week. You guys let me... Followers, just give me a sound effect that you want me to put there, and I'll do it.
There's a good gif of Willy Wonka in, like, that tunnel with all the fluorescent lights, and he's just like... Nah, nah, nah,
nah, nah, nah. And the river's rowing, maybe and the rowers keep on rowing.
Yeah, that one. Man, how do you guys remember all these movies?
Because that scene terrified
fit
me.
All this stuff.
It's a gift chart.
Okay.
It's a GIF.
Yeah, it's a good one. GIF, whatever. I don't know. GIF is the peanut butter, I thought.
Correct. And the guy who created this, created the GIF, goes, it's GIF like the peanut butter.
Oh. Fight well, me. Then why would you spell it differently? What an idiot.
Because it's how it's coded.
I'm
a computer science loser.
I don't want any part of this Tennessee team. Everyone knows my disdain for Denver and Joe Flacco. What an egg the Los Angeles Chargers laid last week. I mean, just disgusting to lose that game on your home field. Now, granted, it's not much of a home field, but anyways.
More on that shortly.
Yeah, more on that shortly. Marcus Mariota is not still playing quarterback for the Tennessee Titans if he wasn't the second overall pick. And it's unfortunate that they're wasting, I think, a very good defense trying to play out his contract. And I look at two guys who were drafted in the same draft, him and Jameis Winston, and the league tells you what you are. So these teams choosing to not extend either of these players, to me, says precisely what they think of them. It's just unfortunate that we saw who their dog shit backup was in week 17 last year.
We don't know
who it is now.
It's Ryan Tannehill. Yeah, they should actually put him in.
Actually,
trust him in
okay,
the action.
So Ryan Tannehill, then they should get in the game with Ryan Tannehill and see if they got anything with him. I don't know what his contractual situation is, but Marcus Mariota is not any good. It's what it comes down to. So that short of a number, I'm not intrigued having him at quarterback with that short of a number.
Jared with the anti-Aloha bitches right there.
He's not any good. I mean, I watched the Dre Beats Ohana video too. It gives me the goosebumps, but he's not an NFL quarterback.
If someone does the haka, Jared automatically loves them for as long as they live.
Yeah. When they're like, "We are his Ohana," I'm like, "This is awesome."
I'm convinced to this day
that he just stinks.
Jared would buy a one-way ticket to Honolulu and just live there for forever if he could.
See you later. Bye, everyone. See you never.
See you never. I could see it.
I have two wonderful children, Mike. I would never do that.
You could pack them up with you. And your wife.
In the suitcase.
Got to throw her in there, too. So then the Sunday night game, which, once again, I'm sure seemed like it was a good idea at the start of the season. Steelers going to San Diego, which of course is German for
vagina.
Yeah. I'm first discovered by the Germans in 1908.
No, that can't be right.
Yeah. Steelers at Chargers. Chargers favored -6.5.
Ah, man, Chargers laid a stinker, laid an egg. I expect them to right the ship this week. Mike Tomlin, sentimental victor losses last week, or constructive losses. Another big loss coming. I'll lay the 6.5. I dislike Anthony Lynn, but this is a get right spot for the Chargers if they want to right their season. Now we're short the Chargers, and I won't, I've talked about it a lot in the pod, but I'll lay the 6.5 because you can't trust the Steelers if they're going to be on a third string quarterback. No shot. Steelers don't get after the pass, after the quarterback that well. The Chargers are really weak at the offensive line, but I'll roll the dice all day with the Chargers versus a third stringer.
No, consolation, I think, is what you're looking for there, Scott.
Consolation.
Yeah. Yes, there it is. Thank you.
It took me a second to remember it, too. I was rattling it in my brain. I was like, what is that word? Gotcha. Jay, what
over under, over under 83% Steelers fans at this game on Sunday night.
Under.
Over.
I guess it's Sunday night.
I lean with Scott. It's gonna be like 9-1. These Charger games have been so insanely populated to the opposing team this year. It's kind of unreal. It's almost like Vandy in college, Micah, where it's just like, honestly, all the games are 80-20 for the visitors because everyone wants a trip to L.A. to hang out for the weekend and have fun and then see their team.
I was going to say, except you don't get to say, hey, I went to Vandy, so you're going to be working for me later in life. You're just a Chargers fan.
Yeah. the Chargers fans will be in jail, man. The Steeler fans will maybe all say, I'll be your warden later. Okay. But I will also be taking the Chargers here. Get right spot, buy low. Disgusting egg that they laid at home. I think you get a week of this kid from Bow Wow Bulldogs, Samford, which is where Scott, the quarterback, I forgot the kid's name already, but went to Samford, which is where our sister attended University.
City of Birmingham. Broke.
That's right.
Steve McNair's FCS record for passing yards.
Yeah, nobody cares. This is the NFL. This kid is going to get a week of film on this guy. They're not
Devlin
gonna
Hodges.
At all.
Devlin Hodges.
He looks like a Devlin.
Alabama bro.
Yeah, Jared, because Steve McNair was terrible as an NFL player. Horrible.
Well, very different times. R.I.P. Very different times. R.I.P. Too soon, Micah.
What?
Too soon.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, you're the one over here talking about hurricanes. So, like, the week of it happening.
I don't disagree that this kid might be good. But he's a rookie. It's his second week.
No, I agree.
Did you see the smile on his – did you see the shit-eating grin on his face when he went into the game last week? He was, like, ecstatic, which he should have been. He's like, I'm in the NFL. I made it, Mom.
Hey,
but
look, Ma, I made it.
They're not going to move the ball. They will not move the ball this week. Steelers team total under 10 points. That's actually a good bet. Let's see what that number is.
And then the other games are Monday Nighter.
Consciousness right here on the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll talk about the Monday Nighter on Sunday.
Talk it out a little bit.
That's what Lions Packers, which I think will be actually a very good game to listen on ESPN Deportes.
Yes. Big time. Big time Deportes game.
Obejote.
This line opened at 6. I actually scooped it up at 6. I really like the Lions in this spot coming off a bye. Good chance to get Darius Slay healthy off the bye. Hopefully TJ Hockenson is playing. So when we record this, they haven't even started releasing practice injury reports. Hopefully TJ Hockenson is playing in this game. But I like the Lions on extended rest. Matt Patricia, you know, preparing for Aaron Rodgers. I mean, the Packers couldn't have looked better last week, and the Lions already moved against them. That means the money's coming in, the sharp side on the Lions, and you know the public's going to be on the Packers. I'll take the Lions all day. It's actually on the – and I tweeted out a teaser I really liked, which was Pats, Titans, Lions. This will be the last leg of it, and hopefully they can cover that. I got it at 16, so I'm pretty happy with that number. I really like the Lions in this spot, though.
Would still be at 14, though, right? 14 or 14.5, potentially.
Yep.
So.
Yep.
I made this 6. As Scott said, it came out at 6. I'm not going to go against the early week steam. So this will probably be a pass for me. But as Scott mentioned, this game is nearly a week into the future. This is Monday. We're recording on a Wednesday. So there's a lot more data and detail to come out between then and now. And we'll be able to do a pod. So if anything pops up on say Sunday night that I get intrigued by, I'll let you know. But I do not expect this to be a contest play for me.
That's what? We flubbed up because we're not even supposed to talk about Monday night. It's
I know
the Sunday night recap.
You guys just dove right into it. I was like, all right.
You got so excited, Scott. It's okay.
I know.
But we got a new.
I'm
metric.
Excited about this Lions team. I really am.
The roar's restored.
The roar is restored.
Jeez.
So Jared just came up with a new new T-shirt idea. So it's a new metric. It's called DETA. DETA. Details.
It's data
and
details meshed together.
Yeah.
DETA.
DETA.
The detailed data. The DETA.
So far we got hashtag Sadzies, hashtag Intangies, Wonka Vader, and now DETA. I think it works.
I like the Wonka Vader. I'm gonna pat myself on the back for that one.
You feel good.
Can we get that clip?
The OG Wonka Vader?
When they get in the Wonka Vader, he's like it goes up ways and sideways and front ways and back ways.
Jared remembers two scenes from that entire film. Nah, three. When Joe Schmo Grandpa gets his lazy ass out of bed for the first time in 40 years to go to a chocolate factory. And then when he says, you lose, good day, sir.
Day, sir, yeah.
And then,
I remember a lot more of that than I thought.
Yeah, that's a good movie. We watched that a few times as kids.
It's probably because I've seen it a bunch of times.
Yeah.
I'm kind of a one-take guy. Like, I only watch movies once for the most part.
As am I, but they just stick.
Apparently you guys got better memories than me. Jeez.
When I laugh, I remember. But I can't do names. Don't do names.
Yeah, I'm getting better at names.
Anyways.
Yeah.
Are
we fessing up to our weaknesses in sales? Scott, what about you? Where do you need to improve?
Six Hail Marys and eat the wafer good.
Yeah. Scott, where do you have to improve in quarter four? How are you moving the needle this year? love those questions. Yeah. Well, that's going to do it for this week's edition of Pigskin Junkies. Thank you so much for tuning in. Once again, I'm Michael Larson. That's Scott Panza. And then also the big brother, Jared Larson, bringing it all in for yet another fun preview of an NFL Sunday. Please continue to rate, review, subscribe, follow us on Twitter, tweet at us what you're thinking. Give us a sound effect you want for the Wonka Vader pick of the week. I can be whatever. Yeah. And then I think Jared's just going to keep tweeting out that terrifying gif of Wilder going crazy singing that song as they're flowing down the chocolate river. But that's going to do it. Thank you so much for tuning in. We're out of here.
See ya.
Banana bread.
Suck the taint juice.